Dog whisperers know what the dog is thinking. Are you a whisperer? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Are you a whisperer? Dog whisperers know what the dog is thinking. He responds to their thought, and they know he means that he really cares. They know he really cares. All of us have seen dog trainers of various ilks and been dog trainers of various ilks. And an ilk is a way of handling it, a technique. What is our program? Okay, now, we take a chain and we put it on a dog's neck. I was at the veterinarian yesterday buying some dog food, and there was a plethora of dogs in the waiting room. And as I stood at the counter, one man walked up behind me, and I could feel warmth and love. I just felt so much warmth and love. And I turned around, and here were two gorgeous golden retrievers coming with him, just waggling and wiggling and happy and happy and happy. And I thought, gee, that guy. And then one of them got off the leash. And he just stood there and waited until I put him back on the leash, you know. And he was just happy, happy. And then another man came in, and his dog was a very brutish type of dog, you know. And he said, I better not pet that dog. But the dog comes up and sniffs my fingers and wants to lick me and wants to be petted. So I petted him. And then standing next to us was a man with a dog, a sort of a German Shepherd type, but he looked like a pint-sized German Shepherd. German Shepherd is maybe 24 or 25 inches high, and this guy was about maybe 18 or 20 inches. And he looked lower by the fact that he was always humbling himself, crawling on the floor, you know, like crawling. And around his neck, he had a very heavy-duty choke chain. And he was just a young fellow, you know, maybe less than a year old. And then he had another collar on his neck, and his master was standing there at the counter doing something, and the dog was just cowering, being, you know, subjective to him, to the master, and to everything around him. And I looked over at the dog and I says, hey, you don't have to feel sorry. Stand up and be proud, you know. And our buddy here, Martino, was going out to the car doing different things, and I was talking to this dog. And I said to him, come on now, you know. But he didn't want to. He was under his master's control. So I turned back to my business at the window and talked to the ladies there and watched how they did it. And then I looked around the waiting room and I saw different people with dogs. And I looked at one leash that was stretched across the room. And I thought, my goodness, they certainly are giving that dog a lot of latitude. Well, it turned out it wasn't a dog. The little girl on the end of the leash. She had taken the leash and she had run across the room, and her daddy was still holding onto the handle of the leash. And so she went out and she came back and she was having all sorts of fun. And then later,